Songs from tongues of melting grace, the sound Sideshow ready to go on a Wednesday night in the heart of the Mission, San Francisco. Radio
Once
Valencia.
Again.
Here we are. It's getting cold out there, man. It's starting to feel like October.
Yeah, dude, it's fall, man. Autumn?
Dude.
Is it autumn?
I believe it's fall.
Autumn same and fall are the same thing?
Oh, now we got to look that shit up. Got to Google that shit.
Yeah, it feels very autumny.
Yeah, dude. The Leafs don't like turn here like they do back east, though. Like
yeah, I've never been back there.
Oh, dude, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's like all these different colors you've never
summer,
seen
I've been
before.
There, not in the fall.
Yeah, like I mean, just all these colors like burnt orange and yellow and you know red on the trees. Like you drive down these tunnels of trees and it's just amazing, especially in like Maine and New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire sauce. So, man, we're down here on the heels of an awesome show done by DJ Penguin, and I really liked your show tonight.
Yeah, man.
I loved that Elton John cover you played.
The Chewbacca song was fucking hilarious.
Chewbacca from the Clerks movie.
Never heard that.
So rad. Who did that? Was it Real Estate you said that did that, Elton John? Yeah, great song if you haven't heard it. They do a killer cover of Danny's song, right? Yeah, Daniel's song.
Well, there you go. So what do you got cooking there, good looking?
Well,
there?
You know what? We had a passing, man, in the heavy metal legend category. Man. And, you know, this is personally being from my generation. And, yeah, you could say I'm fucking old, all right? But Iron Maiden was just, like, everything to us, right? Like, that was the standard. Like,
we're going
to
play a record tonight, and it's, like, my favorite. Like, if I had to have 10 records with me. That'd be one of them, dude. Well, first Iron Maiden.
To put this into perspective, this was like, I mean, it was just because the crazy Eddie cover, people were like scared to listen to Iron Maiden. You know, people would call it like Satan rock or devil's music, things like that. Like my parents were pretty cool with music. Because they were, you know, kind of like from the hippie thing where they got to listen to Led Zeppelin and shit. So they were pretty cool with me listening to AC/DC and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest.
Yeah, my parents didn't listen to
Scorpions.
Shit.
But, they, I mean, they didn't really listen to it, but they were cool. Van Halen,
Beatles,
they liked.
A lot of Beatles, a little bit of Rolling Stones.
But Iron Maiden, we were, like, different. It was kind of like punk rock.
Yeah,
it was kind of like punk rock before punk rock.
Phantom of the Opera is not a fucking... That's a punk rock song, dude.
Well, I think they're an awesome band. I know... Yeah. You either love them or hate them, and it's kind of like nerd rock, like Rush a little bit, you know, and you get to go see kind of like a Broadway show when you see them live where he changes a lot
of
costumes.
I've never seen Iron Maiden.
Well, here's the thing. The new Iron Maiden with Bruce Dickinson, he loves changing costumes. He's an awesome singer, awesome band. Still love him. I buy every album, go see him every chance I can get. But the first Iron Maiden with Paul Di'Anno, who is the guy who passed away, it was more like punk rock. He came out in a leather jacket and, you know, just... killed it. They didn't have all that theatrical stuff. Yeah. And it was much raw, more raw.
I'll say it's early metal.
I agreed. So it really hit me hard, and I really love it. In fact, to put it in perspective, I have Running Free tattooed on my hand. You know, like, I mean, the song, you know, just to show you how much I love that song.
Yeah, but the funny thing, Skeevy, is how free are you really?
You know, nobody's really free. But not anymore. But anyways, Iron Maiden.
You got it pretty good, dude. You're stoked.
I'm living life, dude.
You are.
I'm actually really happy right now. I'm in a good place.
You're in a good place, dude.
I've got my life together for once in a long time, and things are going smooth. And, you know, bad things happen sometimes, and you have to roll, keep on rolling. But
yeah, dude. Can't have highs without lows.
I got to give, you know, a guy credit who we just love to death. Chris Crone really put that into perspective for me a lot.
Yeah,
dude. Changed my life, man.
Yeah.
So. Rest in peace, Chris, and we love you up there. And I know you would be in here joking around, making fun of us, listening to Iron Maiden and
eating
stuff.
Big Macs.
Yeah, and it's not the same without you. But
our quarter pounder, double, McDouble.
He would actually be proud of me because I'm going to do something I would never do, and you guys always tried to get me to do. I'm going to play a whole side of a record.
Yes.
And to me, this record was so good, and these songs are so good.
Yes, yes, Gary.
First side of Iron Maiden's first album. We're gonna play the whole thing.
Tasty.
And you know, if you're not too into it, you can tune out for a little while. And this is rock and roll, so you know, it's probably 25-30 minutes, and it's good.
Yeah, man.
I mean, from the first song,
like
Prowler,
it's definitely the 25 records I would take with me, you know what I mean?
Same.
Yeah,
same. This one and Killers, I mean, for sure, both the first two albums with Paul on them.
Yeah.
So he passed away and he left a legacy. The first song we opened was with was a cover of Led Zeppelin, you know, Kashmir. He had solo projects, which I'll play a little bit of tonight, but we're going to
play that earlier and the fucking song was in my head the whole fucking day, dude. I couldn't get it out.
He does a cover of
fucking
Ain't
the
Talking.
Mighty Zep on repeat.
He also does Ain't Talking About Love by Van Halen. He kind of sounds like David Lee Roth on that.
That was kind of cheesy.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't play it.
Yeah.
But let's get into this and listen to some Iron Maiden for a little while. And we're not going to do the whole show because that would kind of, you know, nerd us out and you guys wouldn't like it. But yeah. I hope I can make people appreciate him that haven't really realized.
We're going to force Paul Di'Anno on you.
And he'd love that.
Yeah, get ready for the launch.
All right. So the first song on the album is called Prowler. And then we're going to move into, let's see. Okay. Remember Tomorrow, Running Free. And the last song on the first side, which is one of Johnny's favorites.
Phantom of the Opera,
you know it, baby. So let's roll into it, and then I'm going to play the 12-inch single that I've had. It's kind of scratchy, but you got to play stuff you've had for a long time of Wrathchild. And then we'll come back in, talk about Iron Maiden for a second. We'll move on to some other music and bands and stuff to keep everybody entertained. So
sounds like a plan.
Thanks for tuning in to Skeevy Sideshow, and here's some Iron Maiden
on Radio Valencia.fm.
somebody. But this lonely boy out in the madness, the all-seeing eye flickers above us to light up the sky.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome, dude. The Paul Di'Anno Battle Zone. It's very Iron Maiden.
Yeah, it does have that kind of sound, but maybe it's almost like in between, like the new singer and the old singer.
And a little bit of Judas Priest style guitar.
Yeah, dude, total Judas Priest.
So it's fun.
That's exactly what I was thinking when it came on. I was like, is this Judas Priest? What the fuck is this?
So that guy,
I never heard that
before. Majorly influenced us. It was, you know, really cool to be able to play a whole side of a record and just jam out to it.
Oh, for sure, dude. Got to do it more often.
Pretty relaxing.
Do it once a night.
You know, we should. We should start, like, taking on albums like that.
Yeah, half records.
Turning people on to stuff.
Nights.
So that was Paul Di'Anno's Iron Maiden and a little bit of his solo stuff. And I thought it was really good. So nice to do that. And now we're going to get into our usual skeevy sideshow.
Oh, shit.
Schizophrenic bag of records is what I like to call it.
Nice.
And if Bolt Reynolds brings them, it's a cooler of records.
Yeah.
He uses a cooler to carry his records
on wheels.
Dude on a jet ski, you know, and that's hooked up to a little mini trailer on a Trans Am, so you know, a Firebird, whatever the fuck it is.
That's
funny. with the big Phoenix on the hood.
Nice.
All right, so we are going to get into this. Is kind of sad to play, but we got to honor somebody else too that's really important to us and way closer to home, and that's JT from them Creatures.
Yeah, man.
And it was about a year ago. He a little over a year now that he. Passed away suddenly, and really sad, man. So we want to carry it on and, you know, make sure that we keep playing his music and stuff. And this is a song called Franken. And I think it's really cool. So he sings it and starts it off on guitar, and rest in peace, JT. And
rest in peace, JT.
This is to all the family and friends, and let's keep his legacy alive.
Yeah, dude.
So
that shit.
We love all you guys out there. Oh, we got the mariachi band walking by. No,
they're expensive.
Yeah, I'm not paying $40 for one.
I think it's
song.
Like $20 a song.
We fell for that several times.
$10 if you beg.
And we're not torturing anybody tonight.
Yeah, $10 if you beg.
So let's play Franken by them Creatures, and I will just go off from there. Let's have some fun.
Sweet.
Where we at?
We are at RadioValencia.fm.
This one's for JT.
kitchen, right in the back. The stress is making me sick. Oh, boy, he's gone.
J'en ai rien à faire, action zéro, je crevais dans mon...